Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Sam.
And this is Mark.
Wow, our public transport these few weeks, reputation taken a beating.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sure they're looking into it.
Gentlemen, this SMRT series of breakdowns is very serious. We had no time to tell people we were going to look into it and to tell them to move on. Then the next breakdown happened.
Perhaps we can look at this as an act of nation building, you know, to build national resilience.
Our people complain too much. No one died, what? Just a few people fainted. Some were late for work, got small pay cut. Why they whine?
Well, we need to show we are looking into this. PM even cut short his holiday to come back and say something.
Convene a committee right away.
But who shall lead the committee of inquiry?
A judge will be a good choice. Find me one that takes MRT.
Most of them drive, leh. Some of them even got their own drivers, law.
The head of the committee of inquiry must be able to show empathy, stupid. Then people will feel, "Hua, this inquiry chairman knows how we peasants feel when the trains don't work or run on time."
I also feel we should invite the public to present evidence at the inquiry.
Preferably, invite those who don't usually take MRT one. Or took the east-west line during the circle and north-south line breakdown. They won't be so angry.
Speaking of angry, why that fella break the window of the train? Very vandalism one day. Are we charging him?
I believe there was no air in the cabin. That's why he broke the window.
Impossible! According to our manuals, the emergency lights and ventilation automatically kicks in when the train stops.
But he said no ventilation, leh.
If the manual says got air, then got air.
Never mind. We are a forgiving organization. Announce that we will not punish him for his act of vandalism.
There was also the case of the DJ who told his listeners about the breakdown from reading Twitter reports.
What? How dare he announce about the train disruptions before the official statement?
The official statement came out quite late, leh, sir.
I don't care. We cannot let DJs anyhowly say things without official statements. Those Twitter reports could be lies.
But thousands of people were twittering about the breakdown, sir. Even got photos.
Lies! All lies! Twitter cannot believe one. Only official statements from government-approved bodies tell the truth. Punish that DJ. Demote him to the midnight to 6 a.m. time slot.
What should we do for future breakdowns, sir? We need a new SOP.
I know. We should use SMRT Man.
You mean the superhero mascot in the red tights and the SMRT logo on his chest? That guy got no real powers one leh.
Many of our CEOs got no real powers too. But they're still around, right?
What do we want SMRT Man to do?
When the trains break down, we can fly him to the various stations to encourage people, using his good English, not to panic and blame the government or SMRT.
That's a great idea. An SMRT man can also remind all the passengers inside the stop trains that eating and drinking is not allowed, even during breakdowns.
SMRT man should also remind passengers to breathe slower and not use up all the air in the cabin by trying to talk to our station master over the intercom.
So the superhero we are sending is not going to help open doors or anything?
Of course not! He is not VR man. He is just there for moral support.
We should also have a cheerful announcement to tell passengers that help is on the way.
I already recorded one sample with the Siumai dollies.
Help is coming, help is coming, help is coming. Don't complain.
The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and we never break down.
Train not working, train not working, train not working. Don't come.